News Beat. It's LBS News. Welcome to the English Newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.
Good morning, listener. This is the English News on 90.3 LBS Radio. I'm Lucy Lightakoho, and first are the headlines. Ugandan envoy to South Africa meets Dennis Onyango, discuss sports growth. President Museveni rallies the country to use PDM to get out of poverty. Horn of Africa misses fifth consecutive rainy season. And now the news in detail. Ambassador Paul Amoro, Uganda's High Commissioner to South Africa, on Friday hosted Dennis Onyango, Uganda's international professional footballer and goalkeeper of Mamelodi Sundowns, the top South African football club. The two discussed ways of enhancing bilateral cooperation between Uganda and South Africa in the field of sports. They also deliberated upon the growth of sports back home through projects that inspire the young generation to interest themselves in sports as a professional career, as well as corporate social responsibility initiatives that aim at giving back to communities. Having begun his career in his native country, Onyango, 37, went on to play in South Africa's Premier Soccer League with SuperSport United, Mpumalanga Black Aces, and Mamelodi Sundowns. President Yoweri Museveni has rallied the youth to wholeheartedly embrace the parish development model, or PDM, if Uganda is to achieve the much-desired socio-economic transformation. According to the president, the youth should be agents of fundamental change aimed at transforming the 39% of Ugandans in subsistence agriculture. Museveni made the plea during the commemoration of International Youth Day and commissioning of the regional ICT infrastructure and e-government services at Kaunda Grounds in Gulu City on Friday. He further disclosed that government's goal under PDM is therefore to increase household income and improve quality of life of Ugandans. Three women have been sentenced to 2 months imprisonment after they pleaded guilty to using their children to beg on the streets of Kampala. Ruth Aboka, Santa Anyango, and Agnes Nakut were convicted by the City Hall Magistrates Court, presided over by Magistrate Jane Tibagonzeka on Friday. The three are part of the 26 women who were last week remanded to Luzira Prison for using children to beg on the streets, which contravenes the law. While sentencing the three, Magistrate Tibagonzeka said that their sentence was reduced from 6 months because they are first offenders and have young children to look after. She, however, further remanded 23 of the suspects to Luzira Prison until September 2, 2022, after their case failed to take off due to language barrier. You are listening to the news coming in from LBS Radio 90.3, located in Dokolo Town along Kaberamaido Road. In foreign news, the Horn of Africa, where the risk of famine is growing due to a historic drought, is bracing itself for a fifth consecutive failed rainy season. The UN Agency for the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, said on Friday. She explained that the Climate Outlook Forum for the Greater Horn of Africa region, which includes climate scientists and humanitarian organizations, has met in recent days and released its forecast for the October to December rainy season. The forecast shows a strong chance of drier than average conditions in most parts of the Horn of Africa, said Claire Nullis, making this the fifth consecutive failed rainy season. In particular, drought-affected areas in Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia are expected to receive insufficient rainfall until the end of the year, she added. The spokesperson stressed the importance of the October to December rainy season in the equatorial parts of Horn of Africa, where it contributes up to 70% of the total annual rainfall, particularly in eastern Kenya. In early 2022, the World Food Programme, WFP, called for funds to help the 13 million people then threatened by hunger in the Horn of Africa. As we end the news, listener, let's have a recap of the headlines. Ugandan envoy to South Africa meets Dennis Onyango, discuss sports. President Museveni rallies the country to use PDM to get out of poverty. Horn of Africa misses fifth consecutive rainy season. We have come to the end of our morning English news. Stay tuned to LBS Radio.
That was the English newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.